Welcome to Amplifying Leadership and Tip Thursday with Tara. I am Tara Lehman, a partner, coach, and consultant at Twin Life Coaching and Business Services, of which Amplifying Leadership is a division. I hope to bring you some information or a key takeaway you can use to build, enhance, or grow your leadership skills with Tip Thursday with Tara. All right, so we have all been there when we are working really hard towards something, a goal or a project. We're showing up, our team's showing up, and yet it feels like nothing's happening or we're not moving fast enough. So whether it is that you're leading a team, maybe through a change that's happening, a project that you're trying to tackle, maybe it's about scaling your business, sometimes that progress can feel really painfully slow. And that's also when motivation and morale may tend to dip. So how can you keep going when you're just not seeing the results you've hoped to see? Well, I want to share a few tips today that can actually help you with, and your team, by the way, with being able to see that the results are coming. So the first thing we want to do is not give up. We don't want to say that, oh my gosh, it's not happening, nothing's working. We know that we are getting closer to our goal every day if we just sit back and reflect about how far we've come rather than why aren't we there. Focus on the positive. So even if this is not moving as fast as you hope, there is growth happening. There is movement happening. Sometimes you just need to take that moment to uncover it and bring it to the surface. Another thing that I've really focused on before is about celebrating those small steps, those mini milestones towards achieving the bigger goal, the bigger project, whatever that is. So when that big milestone feels very far away, let's celebrate smaller things. The meeting that went really, really well, you maybe it's that everything's feeling a little bit more, we were focused, a mindset shift that made everything easier today, the team working really collaboratively together, all of these things go from the movement. We can see the micro wins along the way. It increases our motivation. It reminds us we're doing what we're supposed to be doing and can increase your team morale as well. Another one that I've also spoken about before, but really can come in handy here is understanding what the purpose or the why is behind what you're doing. So remind yourself, or you know what, sometimes it's best to do this with the team, why this work that you're doing and you're working towards actually matters. What does it matter to you? What does the team benefit? What are your clients getting out of it? What's the organization getting out of it? Leading with purpose and understanding our purpose and a why is really, really strong way to push forward because it reminds us why we're doing this in the first place and the importance of it. Another little one I want to share is about being consistent and not aiming for perfection. So when you do feel that things are stuck or maybe they're not moving as fast forward as you would hope to do, it is really tempting for us to start over or, you know, try to overhaul things. Consistency will be intensity every time. So keep showing up, keep having your meetings, keep talking with your team. Remember, even when it's boring or when things are really slow, momentum is building. And that's where those micro wins may need to be celebrated as well. Here is your challenge for this week. I want you to look at something that you're doing with your team or maybe with your business that really feels like it's not moving along fast enough or it's just at a snail's pace, really slow. Instead of getting frustrated or discouraged or starting to feel that angry bubble inside you, I want you to consider what has happened in the last month that have been wins towards the goal. Even if you can only come up with one win, that's fine. That's great. That is showing that you're moving forward. If you come up with 20, then really look at it and think, you know what? We're actually moving a lot faster than I thought. Project work, for example, you may be ahead and then you have changed the course you were on because something is not available to you or a client's request has changed. You're still making progress. It's just not as loud as you want it to be. It's just not as showing up as you want it to be, but it is happening. So make sure when you are doing these things and you are working hard and you don't feel like things are moving along, they actually are. I hope these tips will help you see that and also help your team feel like you are making progress over time. I've just launched a new leadership community for all leaders of all levels, including business owners, for those who are interested in leadership all the way to the top. We dive into topics like this every week. It's a space to grow, reflect, and even connect with other leaders who are doing all the hard work with you. If that sounds like something you'd love to be part of, please visit us at amplifyingleadership.ca/community-info. That is our Tip Thursday with Tara for this week. If you or someone you know is struggling with leadership priorities to building those strong, empowered teams, I'm here to help. Please visit our website for more information on programs, community, coaching, and more at amplifyingleadership.ca, a Twin Life Coaching and Business Services division. Until next time, remember, leadership matters.